And welcome, everyone.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Decent.
Doing pretty well.
I'm alive.
I really wish this was stereo because it went from like the left side of the room to the right.
We love taking turns.
All right. So I'm going to do little intros and then we're going to get started. I am Jose, a.k.a. Jose Nerd Alert.
Hi.
The Region Nerd Alert. And you're listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, streaming worldwide on the web at lakeshorepublicradio.org.
Question, does that make you Mr. 305?
Mr.
Worldwide.
What is that, like the world's area code? Why does he scream that?
Who knows? Let's let him have it.
The world's area code. Could you imagine?
Call anyone on the planet.
Intergalactic calling.
Yes. On the next Region Nerd Alert.
What's Earth again? 305?
Oh my goodness. Well, anyways, I'm going to start on my left, as we usually do, but if you listen to every Region Nerd Alert,
there's a new reigning champion in the cool seat, and it's not me.
you might think, oh, we already know who's in that left spot, but
you don't, because it's Thick Boy.
Thick Boy.
Three C's, three I's.
Three I's.
And Singularity cool. Photography.
How many C's, though?
Nice.
Three I's and three C's, right?
Yes.
But to his left is...
Fat Low End. I'm using Twitter.
Fat Low End on Twitter. I seen you. Are you Northern Gin?
I'm Northern Gin, yeah.
See, that confused me because I was like, you've been saying Fat Low End for like four.
Well, that's my at thing. That's my at.
Yeah, I'm still new to Twitter. Like, I'm not sure. I think I asked Ivana.
And
I asked Ivana, is it legal to screenshot on Instagram? Because I was like, I do not want to get in trouble.
No,
I don't want them to be notified I'm screenshotting. Because if I screenshot the wrong person, like, And SoundCloud, Olatho, right?
Olatho, and Instagram is the _ Olatho.
Nice. When that mixtape dropping, boy.
Every night of my life it drops.
Every night a new mixtape. Yes, 365
mixtapes. Wow.
Follow my SoundCloud, that's when stuff comes out.
We love a prolific queen.
It's good stuff.
All right, now.
Thank you. Thank you all.
All right, now for the main attraction. To Fat Low End's left, we have...
Hello, lovelies. I'm Ivana Fluck. I'm a 27-year-old drag queen. I'm new to the drag community and the drag scene, so I'm considered a baby queen. The best way to describe my drag is caviar on a White Claw budget mixed with some camp.
Now, your name.
Yes.
Ivana Fluck.
Yes.
F-L-U-C-K.
Fluck.
Ivana Fluck.
Ivana Fluck. You could find me on Instagram at Ivana Fluck.
All right. I just want to make that apparent on this NPR ears that you're listening. Ivana
Fluck. One of those
Fluck.
Austin Power names.
Alan Persons Project.
But my favorite.
To Ivana's left, we have...
I am Anita Ride Home. I am in the House of Dupre. I'm 22 years old, and I've been a drag performer for about a year. My persona is sexy, campy, and stupid. My motto is you either die a hero or you live long enough to become a drag queen.
I love that. Campy. Speaking of campy, I know we love throwing that word around in Region Nerd Alert.
Are we talking Met Gala looks here?
So, I seen a picture and you did this awesome Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Nightmare Before Elm Street?
What is that movie called?
Nightmare on Elm Street. That's the name of the episode.
Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Yes, I did a Freddy Krueger look. I was super happy about it.
I love that.
I made
look.
That dress.
Really?
Yeah.
It was cute. I thought you bought it from Hot Topic.
I'm going to need to see this.
Okay, first of all, block me right now. No, recently I've been trying to make all of my looks. I want to be a very self-sufficient queen. I do all my hair and my new looks and all my makeup and stuff. So
okay, now that we're on the... Oh, I see Skylar.
How long did it roughly take you to make this this outfit? And then was it your first outfit that you did yourself?
It's not my first outfit. It's my first dress that I made without a pattern.
Okay.
But I'd say it probably took me like 3-4 hours. It's a really simple dress.
Oh my, you made this without a pattern?
Yeah. Oh. I just traced
work.
One of my...
Let me see real quick.
I love that. I just want to let you know.
If you guys who are listening would like to see that, you can follow me on Instagram at Anita Ride Home. That's Anita, RYDEHOLME.
HOLME. All yes. right. And you said House of Dupree?
Yes.
I love that.
House of Dupree.
House of Dupree. I'm sorry. I love that. So, I guess let's... I was going to start with like the quick history lesson, but let's jump into definitions first. Because maybe the listeners at home... They've heard the term drag queen. They've heard the shows, drag shows. But maybe they're not too, you know, they don't know what it's about. They see all their friends having fun at them. And they're like, well, you know what? I want to go have fun at them, but I don't know what it is. sorry for if listeners, if that offended you.
I'm here right now and I'm offended.
I assume all my listeners. No, I'm just kidding. I love my listeners. Oh, my God. Please don't go, listeners.
There's only 10 of you. Please don't leave.
Please. But to each of you, what is drag? If someone were to come up to you and say, what is drag?
Ooh, that's a tough question. But I guess the best way to describe drag... it is a performance that expresses and really like loves the female figure in all its forms, because there's many different kinds of drag queens out there. We only embody like a small percentage of that community. But it truly is just a place where you can go have fun and then watch these performers, because at the end of the day, that's what we are. We're performers, either drag queens or drag kings. Just here to perform.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. And performances, fantastic performances. And I dare say, over the top as well. Like, there's a lot of crowd.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know.
Now, there's usually like
a lot of... those shows are pretty calm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Usually held in libraries.
You hear a pin drop.
Now, it's usually like a lot of audience engagement as well.
Well, we would hope.
Yeah.
And, because of... there's a tipping process, correct? Like,
yes. Yeah. So...
give us money.
Give us money. That's how we get paid.
I have PayPal.
PayPal, Venmo...
cash.
Chase QuickPay.
Yes, give me that Zelle.
Any way to give me an extra dollar. But no, people don't really understand sometimes when they first go to a drag show is that that's how the performers get paid. Sometimes we'll get paid, well, a majority of the time we get paid through the venue, but only a small portion because there's so many queens or kings that have to get paid. And they only budget so much money, and the rest of the money that we make comes from our audience. So,
and drag is not cheap, mind you.
No, it's not. I get my drag off Amazon, and that ain't
cheap.
And
it's still expensive.
No, it's not. It's like, it's like very, very expensive.
So, Anita, to you, if someone were to come and say, hey, what is drag? What would you say? Using a lot of voices.
Well, my dear.
drag is kind of an all-encompassing thing. It's really performance art, which is generally an exploration of gender identity, sexuality, self-discovering. I might be getting a little too deep here. Most of the time, it's men dressing up as ladies lip-syncing to top 40 songs.
Honestly.
Honestly, though, like, when I've been to drag shows myself, there is a lot of unity. There's a lot of people that you wouldn't think get together all in the same place.
I've seen, like, all walks of life.
All walks of life.
At drag shows. And it, the first time I went to one, it, like, stunned me. Like, a reserved table full of, like... borderline geriatric people, and I was like, what is going on?
They're
here?
Honestly my favorite.
Yeah,
because they've been so
sheltered.
Old people are the best. They've been sheltered for the past like 75 years of their life, and like
now they're living
at the age of 89.
Everybody's getting lit at these drag shows.
Yeah, they're all
everybody
getting
is
lit.
Crunk
for real. Everybody gets so crazy at these things.
Crazy is an understatement. Like,
we are here to turn up.
It's kind of like the new burlesque. Like, burlesque has been around forever.
That is true.
A lot of drag queens do burlesque. It's sickening.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of burlesque, what would you say
the
is
Christina
like
Aguilera movie?
The oh, I when I think of burlesque, I always think of Moulin Rouge.
Okay,
have you guys ever seen Moulin Rouge? That's like one of my favorite movies. I think it has the what Obi-Wan in there.
What?
The guy who plays Obi-Wan? Or is that another complete... Like,
Ewan
wow,
McGregor?
What a crossover. Yeah.
I think that's Ewan McGregor, right?
Or his... You're talking about young Obi-Wan? Or
oh, young, of course.
It was like Sir Alec whatever his name is.
Sir Isaac Newton.
The OG trilogy Obi-Wan. Can you imagine him?
Oh, no.
He dies the same way in that, too. Just disappears in all his like leggings and high heels.
Down to clothes.
In I'm going to mop Lady him. Marmalade. Like...
Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah, zack, zack.
Oh, man. Ooh. What was the question?
I don't know. Where are we?
Oh, yeah. So the difference between burlesque and drag, like, obviously, like, there are some differences, but what would you guys say is, like...
Burlesque is a, like, a style of performance, kind of like a striptease. I think drag can encompass a lot more than that because there's a lot of different kinds of drag. My personal brand is like campy, stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do a lot of like strip teasing unless you pay me. But, so you can do a lot of different things with drag that you wouldn't necessarily be able to do with burlesque. Okay. Not that you can't incorporate camp into that because they certainly do.
And I know before we were talking about like Trixie Mattel, mm-hmm. like she has an entire country album, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A folk country album. It's great.
And going
she has
on?
Two.
Two? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Two Birds and One Stone. Buy them now on iTunes.
Right now on iTunes. And she's actually going to be in Chicago in February, mm-hmm. too. Yeah. So
I'll be waiting outside the back of the theater.
All right. So, yeah. I wrote up a little history lesson, like, all day today.
Ooh.
Very quick.
Let's hear it.
Because I am enjoying this conversation.
Deep dive into the drag lore.
I'm trying to hear that.
Drag lore. I love that term.
Am I being too quiet?
Am I? Because I think I am.
I'll start screaming.
All right. Let's see. All right. So in the 17th century, when Shakespeare's plays were first performed at the Globe Theater in London, only men were allowed to take part in the productions, as they were... quote, religious rites. What do you guys think about that?
I'm a religious left.
Which is wild to think about it. Like, you, as a woman, you can't be on stage.
You can't come in here.
But me as a man, I'm going to play your roles. I'm going to dress up like the Queen in England. And I'm going to perform in front of everyone.
I just do that on, like, a Tuesday morning.
I mean, honestly.
So, I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if this is true or not. But a lot of sources say that the drag name, like the term drag, comes from how their costume dresses would drag across the floor.
I am so glad that you brought that up because I was afraid that you were going to say that the usual meme, what RuPaul thinks, that it means dressed as a girl. That is not true.
Dress. Oh, that makes sense too. But it is not correct, RuPaul. No.
We love a queen who does her research. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah. Thank you. See, I was iffy at first. Like, oh, am I going to be too nerdy on Region Nerd?
There's no such thing as too nerdy. What is this podcast?
Being nerdy on the show with nerd in the title? What?
Right.
What? I know, right?
That's unheard of. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Calling the police.
And so early 20th century, United States, there was something called vaudeville performances.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, that gained traction in the 20th century United States, and it combines comedy, music, dance, and burlesque to create an offbeat type of live entertainment. Now, have you guys ever heard of the term, like, vaudeville when described, like, hand-in-hand in drag? Because I thought, I love that term, and I love people who perform that called vaudevillians, or vaudevillains.
Yeah, vaudevillians.
Vaudevillians?
Yeah.
Oh, I like vaudevillains, though. That's a nice one.
Ooh. It's got a better ring to it.
That implies there's a vaude hero.
But. I guess those, like vaudeville and drag as like two different types of performances, they kind of encompass the same concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously when we discuss drag, right, we have like comedy numbers, we have those burlesque numbers, we have just those typical, like I call them park and barks, where you just like, where you just like stand on stage and you like belt out like that number from The Greatest Showman that everyone does.
Never Enough.
Yes. The Never Enough song, yeah. But yeah, it just encompasses all those to create one, like, audience grappling performance, which is what, at the time, vaudeville did.
And I like how they described vaudeville at the time, because it's originally like a comedy, but without any like psychological or moral intentions, because it's not like regular theater where you're watching a comedy, but it's like a reflection on like the politics at the time. Like, this just seems like raw fun, like raw, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, just everyone getting together and dance until they die. Or ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, what do you guys think about that? Is there, do you personally like have like a political statement or any sort of statements when you do drag?
You want to go first?
Or do you know anyone who does it, really?
The birds work for the bourgeoisie. Nixon killed all the birds and replaced them with fake birds.
This is truth. This is fact.
Are those birds cameras?
That. No.
No?
But they are Rode microphones.
And now that's...
It's a good microphone.
R-H-O-D-E, right? Not,
condenser.
Nice.
R-H-O-D-E.
we like spelling on here, even though I suck at it. But what was I quoting?
Spelling is...
Oh, I guess like politics and drag, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. There's a
I'm
lot
just
of,
here to meme.
Of course, I'd love
now,
you for it.
Now, we are going to talk about current politics and drag later, but in regards to like
opinions.
Like in the performance itself, do you ever see...
There have been queens, obviously.
Drag,
like,
is very political.
Drag itself is a big political statement. So we do see queens all the time that incorporate those political movements within their drag. I myself have not done that yet. I really hope so soon. I have some ideas working in my head. But yeah, no, drag is one big old political statement, so it would be kind of weird to not bring that into some performances.
Right, right.
And then also it's like knowing your audience too, like knowing who to bring it in with. Because obviously not every audience member is going to like be attracted to certain kind of political statements depending on where you perform at, so it's very much like picking and choosing your audience for that.
So there's a lot of like reading of the audience when you're performing.
Well, yeah, you have to do your history as a performer and know who you're performing to.
Yeah,
right. So for
in
example,
Indiana, it's a lot of straight bars.
Yeah, so when you're in Indiana, like, it's going to be different, or any other kind of like rural area.
Rural area.
My favorite English word.
It's going to be hard to do those political statements without getting some kind of backlash from the audience. Whereas a place like major cities like Chicago, LA, any of those, you could push the envelope more and make those really cool artistic statements and actually have an audience who can appreciate that. Not saying this an audience similar to this one can't.
Who can respond to it without anger?
Who can, yes, who can respond to it without anger.
Put the pitchforks away, people.
So it's usually like a liberal crowd. Am I wrong in saying like it's more like left-leaning?
Yes and no.
It depends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Around here, you get a fair mix.
A fair,
I've definitely seen some people in crowds that are like, what is it happening here?
They were like,
not
going on.
A couple deers in the headlights.
Yes.
Oh.
Or like a wife will bring like her husband, and he's like,
right.
"What did
he's
you bring
like,
me to, Karen?"
Spook.
Like, please stay away from me,
Bethany. Why did you bring me here?
Oh my God, ma'am, sir, whatever you are, please do not come within 5 feet. I'm calling the police.
All right. So I guess for the next part, the increasing popularity of speakeasies were also huge in drag culture. And the pansy craze. I don't know. Have you guys ever heard of the pansy craze?
I'm not one big pansy.
I mean, same.
I have never heard of this until today. But even long after Prohibition ended, the gay bars that featured drag during this time continued to operate well into the 1950s and 60s. Because as hopefully the listeners know, homosexuality was outlawed for a very long time.
And it still should be, honestly.
That's not the message that we're here to
promote.
Oh,
I'm sorry. No, we love the gays.
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
I'm getting blacklisted.
Oof. Oh, man. But what was I saying? Man, I have to say, I have not lost my train of thought more than today. I'm having.
That's honestly what I'm here for.
I am having a very great time.
It's us. It's fine.
But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So to bring in the Stonewall riots.
Yes.
That was not only a huge landmark for the gay community, but also specifically the drag community as well, because that's where they allowed a lot of performances. And also it was owned by the mafia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And at first I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, stick it to the man. But the mafia were actually kind of, well, specifically the Genovese family in particular, they were kind of mean.
Yeah.
Like, they would threaten to out people, like, at their jobs, because it was illegal at the time, if they didn't pay high prices.
Yeah.
And it also says that they overpriced for liquor and stuff, but that's still today.
I mean, well, like, everywhere. Listen, you know? Everywhere.
But yeah. Then what do you, I don't know if you guys, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the Stonewall riots is a big step for not only, like, our community as a whole, but also the drag community as well as the trans community. I guess people don't really know about the Stonewall riots is that they were, for the most part, led by the trans community.
Yeah.
They were a big feat for us to get to where we are today.
We would not have Pride if it weren't for trans women.
Exactly.
And there's a movie out. I think it's called Stonewall, and it's got a lot of criticism because they show, like, these white, cisgender...
I have not seen the movie, but I have heard the criticism.
Because the vast majority of the front line of these riots were, like, the butchier lesbians and trans women. So I thought that was also interesting.
Our trans icon, Marsha P. Johnson.
Who is Marsha P. Johnson?
People claim that she's the person who threw the first brick, which is not a real thing, but she was a leader in the, I can't remember her organization, but she was a leader in the trans community, and she led a lot of riots and was, you know, just living dangerously, supporting her cause.
I totally support that.
Yeah.
Living dangerously. But how are you doing over there, Scott?
Pretty good.
Hi. What's to that? Shift gears into more, you know, positive territory. 1969 was the epicenter and also galvanizing the gay community against their oppressors. It was then that drag culture seemed to slowly fold into mainstream society with such drag and gender-bending performances by actor Tim Curry of Rocky Horror Picture Show, we all know and love, and the aesthetic stylings of
new Pokemon.
Fat Lowen, you have a new calling. Mugician.
Do tricks and
I want to see the Mugician,
I choose you.
David Bowie. That's what I was trying to say. The Mugician.
Wonderful
David
man. Bowie.
I think that word fits him better than musician.
Musician.
Yeah, Mugician. I can't even say it. But anyways, also him, Boy George, Pete Burns. There was also...
We stand.
There was a lot of, what do you call it, like the gender bending in music, and that really brought to mainstream. Before the late 80s and 90s, where RuPaul came into play. Now, RuPaul's full... Now, RuPaul's full name, RuPaul Charles?
RuPaul Andre Charles.
Andre Charles. And, before I leave the Stonewall... Obama made Stonewall Inn a national monument.
Good for him.
So,
amen to that.
Amen to that. Let's bring it super current. What do you guys think about RuPaul and RuPaul's Drag Race?
RuPaul's Drag Ways and also RuPaul's Drag Race. RuPaul, I mean, we honestly can't ignore what she's done for the drag community. In, you know, obviously late 80s, early 90s, she was the one who created music in drag, who brought us to that pop culture area to where we are today. And then also with her talk show in the 90s, which ended up being canceled after a couple of seasons, but she came back with RuPaul's Drag Race in the early 2000s.
I think she's bringing back her talk show.
She has it on YouTube now.
Good for her.
Right.
What is that called? Do you know?
RuPaul. Show.
The RuPaul Show.
Yeah. But no, just her bringing Drag Race into mainstream media did a wonders for the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought out a lot of talent that would have otherwise
and
been
charisma, uniqueness, and
charisma,
nerve.
Uniqueness, nerve, talent, all that stuff into the limelight.
Not to mention, it's like watching the season finales. It's like the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Honestly, it is.
It's like
every
like
year
the
stakes just get higher
it's
and higher.
It's crazy.
You know how much tickets are for that?
Oh, no.
How much?
You literally can't buy them. You can never afford them. That's how much they are.
RuPaul works for the bourgeoisie.
We went to some bar in Boyston. I forgot which one. To watch the season finale. And
probably Roscoe's.
Probably Roscoe's.
Yeah. That place was packed.
Yeah.
You couldn't move at all. Period.
And then that bar will charge you like a $20 cover to get in.
And they did.
Just because.
And then $20 for like a Jaeger bomb.
They did. Yeah. It was unreal. I could not believe how many people were in this one bar near this one TV watching this season finale of RuPaul's
Drag
Race.
I don't drink in Chicago.
And
the thing is now is that like it's not only popular to obviously the gay community as it was in the early 2000s. Like now everyone watches Drag Race. You know what I mean? Like you'll see.
Especially straight girls.
Straight girls love their Drag Race.
Straight teenage girls.
Yes.
Yes.
They love Trixie Mattel.
There's also not the only one though. Because what's the other one? Dragula.
The Boulay Brothers.
Yes, now since Drag Race has been, I guess, booming, we have Dragula, which has just been brought up, which is like a horror.
Yeah, Dragula is like a horror themed.
Mm. I like that. You showed me a drag queen on Instagram.
That's probably
like,
Erica Clash.
Yep, Erica Clash.
She's honestly my favorite kawaii queen.
Oh my gosh.
Her stuff is amazing.
And you know why I love
season?
Love her. No, she's from season 2.
Okay.
They just crowned season 3 winner the other day.
Who was it?
It was... Ooh.
Spoiler.
Oh, no spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
I'm sorry, we'll save that.
We'll save it.
I will say, like, I got to give the Boulay Brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have to give them credit because watching the first and second season... There's such a huge jump in production from the first to the second season. Like, the first season, it was, like, a handheld camera, like, cheesy effects. Mm-hmm. But then the second one, still cheesy effects, but my God, it looks so good.
I think they were picked up by a production company, and that's why their production value went up.
Oh.
And speaking of Trixie Mattel, who I love, and Katya.
My mother's.
Kill me.
Also, do you know how to pronounce Katya's like full name?
Yekaterina Petrovna Zamlochkova.
Oh yes,
I wouldn't have said it.
But your dad just calls me Katya.
And that show is called.
Oh,
we were all gonna do that. Just blow out.
Honestly, the best YouTube channel ever.
Fun fact: I got pulled over while practicing my Trixie Mattel scream.
What, really?
Yeah. I was speeding.
Oh my god!
Just screaming.
can we hear a little bit of it, please?
Oh, yes. not
perform.
Now. Not, I can't
perform.
Do it right now.
Just get a good distance.
Warm up the vocal cords.
Oh, you gotta get a good.
You gotta back up.
Oh man,
hold on. You gotta back up. Wait, let me have my hand on
adjust,
the.
I don't know if I can do. I don't know if I can do it right now.
You gotta.
That was really, really good. And the TV side is coming in and saying, "You guys okay in here?
You guys good? Yeah, I heard somebody scream.
I just heard a woman scream.
Sorry, it's just me."
But yes,
very feminine. 8 out of 10.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I love Trixie Mattel and Katya, and also Courtney Act is also one of my favorites.
Yes.
And
Miss Cracker.
I got so sick of you saying.
Did you just say Miss Cracker? Miss Cracker.
Miss Cracker.
Miss Cracker.
Oh,
Miss
Cracker.
She's right. Yep.
I was like,
Miss Cracker.
Miss Cracker. We screamed a lot of drag queens' names. So, Courtney Act. I love her.
She's Australian. Can I say this? So, I thought this was the coolest thing, and I laughed for like an hour straight when I realized.
Her
I
name?
Was like, Courtney Act. And I was like, Courtney Act. Okay, that's... Okay, that's fairly tame. And then when she explained it, I think she was on she was on that show.
Yeah, yes.
Wait, what show?
Oh, I hope they watch this. But or listen to this. This camera's
Trixie's too rich for that.
For real. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, Courtney Act is Australian. Mm-hmm. So if you say it with an Australian accent, it's Courtney Act.
Yeah.
caught in the act.
I was caught in the act.
I laughed for an hour after I realized that. Like, literally.
I tweeted that at her before the season aired, and she favorited it, and I was like, I feel seen.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I'm really jealous.
You know, she just won a season of Celebrity Big Brother.
Celebrity Apprentice.
No, was it Celebrity Apprentice?
No, it was
just Celebrity Big Brother.
She's on Dancing with the Stars.
She's on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. When is she going to be on British Bake Off?
Honestly, I hope it's the next season because I love the Great British Bake Off.
Wait, you can win Big Brother?
Shout out to Dan Hartley.
Yeah, you just make sure everyone's gone. And make sure everyone's out of the game.
Yes.
Wow. You eliminate
Bring
people
a
weekly.
Knife.
I only like see parts of it, and it's I didn't know there was like a competitive aspect to that show. Mm-hmm. Huh, the more you
physical
know. Who's the best
mental.
Big Brother? You want to throw the ball around, George?
I want to bring us back briefly to favorite queens.
Oh, yes.
We talk a lot about Drag Race queens, but I wanted to shout out a few of my favorite Chicago queens.
Oh, yes. Of course, yes.
Okay, so, well, Chicago and Northwest Indiana, we love synthetic. She's great. She's great to work with. She's great to watch.
Shout out
to
agree.
Synthetic. I guess.
Yes. We love Lucy Stuhl. We love Imp Queen. We love Nico. We love Ava Styles. We love Auntie Chan. Mm-hmm. Anyone you want to mention?
Cat Sass.
T-Rex.
Tenderoni.
Tenderoni, yes.
Tenderoni's a good drag king.
It's a great name.
Yes.
I know.
Anything with Roni, I'm
like. Yeah. An up-and-coming queen, Abigail Beverly Hills. I follow her on Instagram. I love her. Everyone should check her out.
Also, Chloe Park.
Yeah.
Chloe Park is a Chicago queen, but she's also from the region, which many people don't know.
Mm. I did not know that.
Yeah. She used to work at Alta. Work.
Love that. In Hobart?
Yeah, the one right over by the mall.
We know a lot of stuff. Speaking of Alta, let's talk about like makeup and the price of it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Do you want to talk
when
about the price of it?
You could hear their wallets screaming right now.
So when it comes to drag and the term, quote, doing drag, there's a lot of money in that sentence.
Yeah.
And a lot of people probably don't realize that, like, so much effort goes into the performance, in the character, and everything. Yeah. You want to explain how much you spent already?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can't.
Well, no numbers.
I'm not in drag right now, but the foundation that I'm wearing right now was $42.
Yeah.
They come in a gallon tub?
It is a 1 ounce
the only
bottle.
Way it's a 1 ounce will bottle. Buy it. $42. It better come in a gallon tub.
Yeah. I mean, I
got it from Costco. Yes.
Thanks for the
gallon. But no, drag is not cheap. We've already discussed that. Just from getting your face ready, oh gosh, if you don't have a drag mother or someone to guide you through, it can get so expensive. Luckily, my drag mother was handed me down a lot of her like makeup that she never even used before. So I have like now a Rolly like 3-drawer cart full of makeup that I just have. So I was very lucky in not spending that much money on makeup.
I have spent a forbidden amount of money on makeup.
But I know, like, I'm going to want to spend money on makeup soon. Yeah, like, I'm going to need to get new makeup.
You should buy it all.
Also, someone else is going to get that full bin of makeup.
Yeah.
From you now.
A hand-me-down.
This was once given to me. I never touched it.
Oh, God.
I never touched it.
Generations. But I started, before I was doing drag, I was doing freelance makeup. So I had a bit of a kit built up, but I did have to buy some more drag-friendly products. I still use a liquid foundation because I'm fishy. So
should we go into talking about these terms? Because we've been saying words like camp and fish. And
okay,
like,
well, camp is not a gay term. But straight people don't know what camp is.
Exactly.
If you've seen anything from the
no
Met Gala.
Clue what fish is about.
I have no
fish,
idea.
It's a contentious word. We're not going to get into the politics of it. You guys can. I'm not. But fishy is another way to say someone looks feminine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like,
I just
more
thought it was
realistic.
I thought you said liquid, so like, you know, fish live
like a literal fish.
Oh, I just
live in water.
I just thought you had scales that you're hiding very well. Like that's what.
Yeah, I mean, I am Aquaman.
I thought
Aquaman.
You looked like a fish fillet sandwich from McDonald's.
Excuse me, I am the North Pacific cod from Wendy's.
That's what I love.
That's why I love you. So you said Liquid Foundation.
Oh, yeah. The tried and true drag queen foundation is the Kryolan TV pan stick. Mm-hmm. I do not want to use that, so I just use Girl Foundation.
Now, can you explain, like, why? Is there a specific?
It's built for theater, and theater makeup is very different from beauty makeup. Theater makeup, you exaggerate your features so that when the lights shine on you and it washes your complexion out, they can still see your face.
Oh.
Yeah, because there's a huge difference between, like, beauty makeup and drag makeup.
Yes.
Mm. Like, they're two different things.
Yeah. I did not know that.
You have to cake it on more when you're in drag.
Yeah.
Because it will just wash away.
Here, there's a lot of glue sticks used.
Yeah, I usually like to just shave off my eyebrows.
Yeah, you do that. You commit. I don't commit.
I commit to the bit.
I don't use glue sticks because I have bushy eyebrows.
What do you use?
I have, what do I have?
Gorilla deodorant? Glue?
Honestly,
Gorilla glue!
Honestly, it's damn near Gorilla glue for my eyebrows.
What do you use? I'm dying to know. Is it a trade secret?
Yes, hold on. Let me look at my Amazon Prime.
Yes, I asked Amazon
before. I
use
the Elmer's glue stick if I'm not shaving off my eyebrows.
Girl, I cannot.
What's that stuff that you use for leaf collections? It's like cement or rubber cement?
Rubber cement.
Is that what it is?
Can you imagine using
I have
cement?
A leaf collection. I didn't know that.
Really? Yes. I also have a
leaf. I've been pressing leaves.
Hello.
How the hell did I put this thing together?
I actually made one, but I have no idea how.
I just use Elmer's glue.
I use Prozade.
Oh, okay.
Eyebrows. Yeah,
I'm familiar.
Yeah, so Prozade is like
industrial.
It's an FX
adhesive.
Oh, okay.
You can also use it to block out your eyebrows. Block just means cover.
Okay, great. And so moving like up, how about wigs? How much do you spend on wigs?
Honestly, I buy cheap wigs.
Cheap wigs.
Amazon.com.
Wish.com. I've had some luck from Wish.
Wait, Wish is a legitimate website?
Hand-me-down wigs.
Well,
yes.
You know, I've never ordered from Wish, but I hear that sometimes you get your packages, and that's good enough for me.
I was going to say, I thought it was
honestly,
like a fake.
When you pay $10 for a 24-inch weave?
Yucky.
I just
get Remy.
Every time I'm on Facebook, I see those Wish ads where it's like you scroll through and see the weird like things.
Crack pipes.
Yeah, I want to. It's always like it's always like $1 to $5. One day I'm just gonna buy everything and just see what I get.
One time I just seen it was a Wish picture and it was just a bowl of like white powder. And I'm like, what is this?
Ooh.
Are you selling the bowl? The powder? Like,
are we going to white party?
I always see this mask on there, and it looks like it's just made of nightmares. Like, it looks like it's just made of people's nightmares.
I don't know.
And they're
what
selling
Wish
it
is.
For $6.
That was my profile, and I'm offended.
Imagine putting that on your face, and that is drag.
Yes. Yes. Except you can't take it off.
Yeah, no.
Mm-mm. You need Dawn dish soap for that.
Honestly, I wish. Listen,
they use that on the ducks, though.
Like, taking
the
off oil drag spills? Makeup is also no joke, guys. Let me tell you something.
No, I'm a bad person, and I literally use Dawn dish soap.
I can't. I have to use oil to remove my makeup. I use
canola.
I use coconut oil.
Talking about motor oils.
I use antifreeze.
Talking about them automotive oils right there?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you use 10W30, what you use? That dexose-full synthetic?
Seneca.
No, just coconut.
I use canola oil to season my cast iron pans.
Ooh,
nice.
Isn't putting on makeup called seasoning? Nope, that's beef.
Baking.
Beating.
Baking
is a process.
Yeah.
Okay. See,
but
it's
you beat your face.
Yeah, you beat your face
with canola oil.
Baking is yes. Please use coconut oil in your makeup, and then just send me pictures. But baking is. After you've applied all of your cream or liquid face products, you'll take a translucent or a white powder, loose powder, and you'll set the high points of your face, like underneath your eyes, your chin, your nose, and that will accentuate them. It will highlight them.
Hmm.
So in theatrical makeup, that is what makes your high points stand out on your face.
Okay. We should have a region nerd alert. Like video, because we're trying to move
YouTube?
To
YouTube.
Can I do your track makeup?
You read my mind. I was just saying, one of
I'm
our
shaving
videos,
your eyebrows
ladies
off.
And gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Josephine Nerd Alert.
Josephine!
Get on up!
By the way, I found the Mask of Nightmares.
Oh my god.
Oh no. Why does that look like me
That's
at 3 a.m.
just
at Chipotle?
Your Jack aesthetic, girl.
I know, honestly.
Pretty scary.
Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Kinda Let's get back to it. Josephine Nerd Alert because Josephine I love Nerd that Alert.
Let's talk about her.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
She's
do it.
I hate her.
She's every high
just
school.
She was just born. I hate her.
She's every high school's Tina Belcher.
Oh no,
Josephine Nerdler.
I don't associate with children.
Ooh, speaking of drag names, did we talk about how you guys got yours?
Let's talk about that fantastic discovery, Michael.
Yes.
Let's talk about your names.
Wonderful.
All right. I guess I'm gonna go first.
All right. So, now, first, before you do that, before we get into names, if you're just tuning in to Lakeshore Public Media Radio.
89.1 FM.
89.1 FM. If you missed any of this and you're like, holy moly, this is interesting stuff. Where can I find the rewinds? Wee-wins. I don't know what's wrong with me. You can go on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play.
The NPR One app?
The NPR One app. And you can type in Lakeshore Public Radio.
Oh. Or LimeWire.
Or LimeWire.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my guy
when
and say,
in doubt.
Hey, I found another streaming. Rhapsody. Yeah, my friend needs to put on a Zune.
Zune. My friend has a Zune.
But NPR One, yeah, you can listen. Or lakeshorepublicradio.org because this episode will be there. And I forgot which episode this is, but I think it's like 15, 14.
13 or 14.
14.
14.
14.
Is it 14?
I think it's 14.
All right, so... Now, names.
Who got them? Who needs them?
We got a generator here.
Yeah, we got names.
So we're going to start with Ivana Fluck. Ivana Fluck with an L. I just want to make that abundantly clear to NPR
Don't
listeners.
Don't forget the L.
Ivana,
you should have just said with a K.
The L. Fluck.
Fluck with a K.
Yeah.
With a K.
Fluck with a U. Get with it, people.
All right, so how'd you get that
idea? So, listen. That was not my first choice in drag names.
Was it forced upon you?
No, actually, I was driving to work one day, and I was listening to the radio, and they were talking about really weird names, and someone called in, and they said that she married a man with the last name of Fluck. And
so it is
the story,
a real name.
The Fluck is a real last name. Hi, Fluck family. Thank you. So... She was telling the listeners that how her father-in-law was going to name his child Ivana if his child was a girl, but he ended up being a boy, so he went with like Bob or something very, very white.
Ivano.
Bob or something.
It's not a girl.
Bob.
We're done with it.
When someone asked me names,
no, she said
Ivana Fluck, and I was like, that's it. That's my drag name.
I found my calling.
I found my calling.
If you don't mind me asking, what was before that? If
before
if
that,
it's clean.
No, redacted. It's totally fine. Redacted. no. no, before that, my name was Honeypot.
Which I love.
That's cute. I love that one.
I know, but it just wasn't
like
your
new name, too.
I know it's
you
not
had,
my
you
name.
Had one other one. It never seen the light of day.
Oh,
that,
no.
I was there during the original
Oh, you
discussion.
Were there during the OG discussion?
The OG discussion.
Ooh.
I was there.
So before I even performed or even put drag on my face for the first time, my name was going to be Baklava Sunday because I'm sweet and full of nuts. So
I have to leave.
Ivana, can I please tell you the tie-in? Okay, Friday nights, game night, high school football.
Yes.
Chef Nick.
You've already lost me.
Always caters here. And everyone goes crazy over the baklava.
Yes.
Sick.
And I just wanted to say that because that was one of the names. And that might be my name.
I'll brainstorm some for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But yeah, girl, now it's your turn. Spill the tea, sis.
Spill the tea. I forgot what the question was.
About your name, girl.
Oh, about my name. Okay, so my name is Anita Ride Home because I do not drive.
Literally.
I was waiting for that because I don't own a car.
I actually, okay, so when I got that name, which me and my best friend Austin brainstormed, on the train on the way to Chicago because I had a gig that I was doing and I was like, oh God, I need a name. So we were like, quick, think of something.
On the way to the gig?
Not on the way to the gig, but it was like a couple days before the gig.
Okay.
Like, oh, the name. I thought for a second you were going to say your friend's name was Austin Brainstorm. I was about to be like,
Austin
Brainstorm? Coolest name ever.
That is, that's his new name.
On the stage.
That is the coolest name ever.
Follow Austin at Austin Illustrates. But,
nice plug.
Yes. I'm a businesswoman. Do you guys have any business lady specials?
Got the yellow pages? Because I want to give someone the business.
Ew. But, where was I going with that?
Girl, your name.
My name?
What was that?
That was my cellular telephone.
Oh, okay. I thought something broke. I get no spatial things in my headphones, okay. So I'm like looking everywhere.
All right.
Anyway, okay, continue. I'm sorry.
My ADHD hates this. I have no idea what we're talking about.
So your name, and how did it come up?
Yes, my name. What's in a name? But yeah, so when I started doing drag, didn't have a license, didn't have a car. Because, you know, life be like that sometimes.
Oh, right.
As of now, I do have a car and a license, but I'm keeping the name
still
because it's
drive.
Funny.
I'm looking for a car.
But I still drove you here, and that's the real tea.
My car is out of commission. But I have one.
All right. Yeah. So that's how the name came up?
Yeah. It was just some real stuff.
You needed a ride? Need a ride.
Needed a ride here, needed a ride there.
Names don't always have to be... like
deep.
Ironic or
ironic, right.
Funny.
You could just be like
Jessica or like I don't know.
My name is Barbara Stevens.
And that's my drag persona.
Yeah. You could work that.
I would die before like anything. Barbara
you
Stevens.
You could only do Christian rock though.
That's the best rock.
But
straight Creed on that.
Oh, Creed.
God's not dead. He's surely alive. Honestly, I would love that performance. I would
maybe.
Tip the crap out of you.
Maybe I'll work that into something. A nice denim frock.
All right.
All righty.
So we have a little bit of time left. Let's get down to business.
The business.
2 feet.
The Huns. Thank you. But speaking of down.
I'm down.
In drag, there's something called tucking.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love
all
this.
Right, yes.
All right. And now we're going to.
War flashbacks.
We're gonna tippy-toe around this to be as.
As PC.
NPR PC as possible. But tucking is basically the act of tucking one's genitalia, usually male genitalia, behind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you like to know more about the process?
It's to give the illusion.
Yeah, we're giving the illusion of a flat crotch.
Of a flat crotch. Okay.
Yes.
So my preferred method for tucking is you just kind of shove things and hope for the best.
Okay.
But the typical method is you pull the shaft back.
Okay.
Slide the testes inside of the abdomen. And then you either apply a pair of undergarments or duct tape.
A lot of duct tape.
Duct tape.
I do not use duct tape. You could not pay me enough.
I will never.
But some people do. People are serious
dedicated.
About
dedicated.
Now, with testes,
there's
actually a place to put them.
I mean,
Like inside. It's not comfortable, but it certainly happens.
And not off of the body.
No, yeah.
For listeners at home, we're painting them.
Just removing them.
We don't need them anymore.
just
dissecting them.
Right. Yeah, mine are actually removable.
Like inside. Okay.
Yeah,
and then it's usually used with duct tape.
Not like me. But yes,
that's
duct tape or a tight panty.
Yeah, that is the old school way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Is with duct tape
and then like 10 pairs of
pantyhose. Now we use rubber cement.
Yes.
Yes.
No. So for me, I have. It's called a gaff underwear.
Mm-hmm.
It's what people use who are like transitioning from male to female, just to get like an everyday illusion. It's more comfortable to wear all day. So I use that and then just tights like no other. Like I pack on the tights.
Yeah. An average drag queen wears anywhere from 3 to 7 pairs of tights.
Oh, so that also provides some, excuse me, like fluff. right? Like some, like with the thigh area, right?
It smooths it out.
It smooths it out. The fluff you're referring to would be hip pads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which are typically made from foam. People like to cannibalize couches for their hip pads.
I just went to Joanne Fabrics and I got a really good discount on some couch foam.
Yeah. You just cut out the foam and left.
Honestly, it took like $10 worth of foam.
I had a leftover memory foam mattress pad that I turned into my hips.
I love that.
That sounds comfy.
It's not bad. The corset is a lot less pleasant, but the pads are cool.
I was saying, with this talk of discussion, like seeing some of these performances, like it's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
What the performers do.
I've seen some slams.
A split. Slams. You better tip someone who does a split because I know from experience that does not feel good.
It's not good at all. Underneath those layers of tights and hip pads is a sweaty man.
Yes.
Doing the splits for $20. You better tip him.
Yeah.
I love that. And with that, we will leave it.
All right.
Now that. To me, that's been like the fastest hour we've had on here.
Yeah, has it really been an hour?
Yeah.
Well, 54 minutes. But
yeah.
Really fast. So if you guys would like to plug again what you're doing, where you're at, who you've been.
Yeah. Awesome.
Next shows.
Okay, so my next show is going to be Divas of Main Street at the Hobart Art Theater. It will be on Friday, December 20th at 8:30 p.m. This show is ages 18 plus, so if you're a drag fan and you're not old enough to drink, please come out to the show and support the girls.
Mm.
And then you can also find me on Instagram at Anita Ride Home. That's Anita, RYDEHOLME.
All right, awesome. So I'm going to start with my handle. You can find me on Instagram at Ivana Fluck. That's FLUCK. And currently, I don't have any other shows booked right now. So I'm going to do a plug for other shows in Northwest Indiana. If you, the listener, wants to check out your local drag show, if you heard us and you're like, wow, they sound like a mess and I want to see them perform live, this is where you're going to find us and many other drag queens. So in Northwest Indiana, we have Donut's Super Sweet Drag Show. That will always be at The Room in Highland on 41, is I do believe the last Wednesday of every month. So today we're filming on a Wednesday, so it is tonight. You can find more information about future drag shows at Donut Worldwide on Instagram. We also have Rocks Divas Drag Show, which is actually where I started doing drag and how I met Anita.
We competed against each other.
Yeah, we competed against each other.
And I destroyed.
Barely, okay. Barely. Let's not get
It was a pretty fair fight.
Let's not get into those politics, okay, sweetie. And that is at On the Rocks in Portage, which is a bar in Portage.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Like, I love you both so much. Thank you.
Love you too.
This
love
has
your
been
hair.
Amazing.
Hope you win.
And I just want to say real quick, if you missed this episode, you can listen to Region Nerd Alert on Spotify, Google, iTunes, NPR One.
I only want
everywhere. LakeshorePublicRadio.org. Just go to programs, go down to Region Nerd Alert. And thank you for my other co-host for joining me.
Thank you.
All right. And Lakeshore listeners, thank you for joining me. And listen every Saturday at 7 p.m. You listen to the Region Nerd Alert. So thanks. And keep nerding out.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.